So we're going to, I'm going to go down, well, it's not off topic, but it is kind of off topic today, just for a little bit of fun. So good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, God. So I was considering the lessons that we've been reading and what they've been saying and about, they've just been a little bit heavy. And what I've been saying, I feel like has been a little bit heavy. So I decided that maybe we need to lift things up and do a little bit of positive joy and celebration. So I have some fun stuff for you. We are responsible for spreading the gospel, but spreading the gospel is particularly and a lot about joy. So when the foreigner returned to Jesus to celebrate and give thanks for his healing, he expressed great joy. Joy and celebration. What better way to do that than talk about the holiday of Thanksgiving? FYI, the day that Thanksgiving is celebrated in Canada is tomorrow. It is also in Quebec known as Jour l'Action de Grâce in French, and it's a time to come together, eat some good food, and count your blessings. In Canada, the holiday is not tied to the story of the nation's founding, but is instead a simple harvest celebration, a time to give thanks for the earth's bounty. The tradition of Thanksgiving originated with the Harvest Festival, which was an autumnal celebration meant to show appreciation for their bountiful harvest of the season. But Canadian Thanksgiving was initially less about celebrating the harvest and more about thanking God for keeping the early explorers safe as they ventured into the new world. So, while turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, etc., are a common feature of the meal, pilgrims, Indians, are not. Pilgrim Rock is not part of the Canadian Thanksgiving. In 1957, the Canadian government officially declared that Thanksgiving would occur on the second Monday in October. This was to keep it from overlapping with, Remembrance Day, which is what we refer to as Veterans Day on November the 11th. So the dinners in Canada date back all the way to 1578, when an explorer, Martin Frobisher, and his crew held a special meal to thank God for granting them safe passage through Northern America into what today is known as the Canadian territory of Nunavut. Did I say that right? Nunavut? Close enough. Nunavut. Sorry, I missed the N. I have to confess that I've never heard of this territory, ever. I was impressed that there was something I never heard of. But it's the largest and northernmost territory of Canada, and it was separated officially from the Northwest Territories on April 1st, 1999, by the Nunavut Act and the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement Act. I know you've just been waiting to hear that. So it provided a territory for the Inuit to have self-government. So even after this, this time didn't become an annual event. A celebratory meal with a menu most likely similar to the one in the United States took hold in Nova Scotia in the mid-19th century and started to pass on to other areas. But it was first acknowledged that Thanksgiving was after the Canadian Confederation. Do you want to know what the Canadian Confederation is? It was the process in 1867 that united North American colonies, the province of Canada, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick, into one federation called the Dominion of Canada. And it marked the country's move from a collection of separate colonies to a single self-governing nation, establishing a federal government alongside provincial governments. And they celebrate on Canada Day, which is July the 1st. So then, it wasn't until April 1872 when the holiday was observed to celebrate the recovery of the Prince of Wales from a severe English illness. Thanksgiving became an annual event in Canada, starting with the celebration on November 6, 1879, but the date would continue to shift. On January 31, 1957, the Canadian Parliament set the second Monday in October as a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed. And today, the tradition of Thanksgiving has come full circle. It's primarily seen as spending time to spend together. So in the United States, the first national Thanksgiving was observed in honor of the creation of the new United States Constitution. I did not know that. In 1789, George Washington issued a proclamation designating November 26th of that year as a day of public thanksgiving to recognize the role of Providence in creating the new United States and the new Federation Constitution. Today, it seems like Thanksgiving is more about parades, shopping, you know, feasts, football. Somewhere in there, maybe we can sneak in some Thanksgiving with our friends and family. Then John Adams, who was the second United States president, and James Madison, the fourth president, issued proclamations recommending such observances as a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer, or a day of public thanksgiving for peace. Now, whoever thought of fasting on Thanksgiving Day? That should be interesting. There were no further presidential proclamations to mark Thanksgiving until the Civil War of the 1860s. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Lincoln expressed gratitude to God and thanks to the Army for emerging successfully from the Battle of Gettysburg. He enumerated the blessings of the American people and called upon his countrymen to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise. As of that year, Thanksgiving was celebrated on the last Thursday in November. So here's the thing. There are no foreigners in Jesus' creation in God's world. There's not any us and them. In today's gospel, Jesus miraculously heals 10 people of the horrid disease of leprosy. But only one returns to Jesus to say thank you. And this man was a Samaritan, what was referred to as a foreigner. Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner, Jesus asks. He says to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. So how do we give thanks for all the bounty this creation has in it, given us to by God? How do we give thanks to God? How do we give thanks to God for all the times God has rescued us from giving up or becoming so overwhelmed by life that it seems like there is no hope? How do we turn to Jesus to say thank you? Well, we celebrate. And we need to be amazed at all the good that Jesus can do and does for us. Jesus made 10 lepers clean. Only one was made well. What's the difference? All 10 were relieved of the disease and that covered their bodies. But only one was relieved of the disease that troubled his spirits. Only one was healed of the things that cannot be seen, made well. Jesus embraced this man that was a foreigner, and Jesus embraces all of us as we come to him and acknowledge that he is the king of our heart. No one that goes to Jesus is turned away. There is no distinction, no limit to who can receive the love of God. We are one body in Christ. So, who are the foreigners in your life? How can we embrace them as part of the body of Christ with us. We celebrate and we give thanks to God. Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In today's Old Testament lesson, we hear of a situation of unthankfulness and disbelief. Sometimes we are victims of that self-absorbed idea that somehow what God does should be according to our direction. And that couldn't be further from the truth. What God does is offer us his direction. It's a way to follow, it's a way to celebrate, and it's a way to find joy. Amen.